I grew up through all of the troubles in Cork, and on our bulletins on a daily basis, one witnessed the terrible grief and anguish that violence brought, and the terrible atrocity after atrocity. And we didn't believe we'd ever see an end to it, actually. People today might find that difficult to comprehend, but we actually didn't believe we would see an end to it. It became such a daily part of our lives. John Hume never lost hope. He never lost the energy in pursuing a new dispensation for people. And he was determined that future generations would not suffer the same anguish and the same grief. And I think we've all heard over the last number of days the inspiring words of a family member of a victim of the Greysteel massacre, when they spoke to John afterwards and said, keep on going, keep doing what you're doing, we need you to do it. And I think he was the voice of hope, of reason as well. I think he had this well thought out as to how one could get a resolution and get agreement from different traditions and different approaches. And he deserves extraordinary credit for that perseverance, because it must have borne very heavily on him as well and on his wife, Pat, because to be, you know, a constitutional politician at the time and a politician during that period was very, very difficult.